The general feeling in the French president's office is that these two reports are part of the reconciliation process between France and Rwanda. These are reports that create a new political arena, as they call it, for a new way forward for relations between the two countries. So they do very much welcome these, both of these reports, really. Emmanuel Macron has made very clear that France can't hide behind any sort of claim to secrecy over this. In fact, he's ordered the opening of archives that date from 1990 to 1994. That is really something that we've not seen the French do before, particularly in this. And they're really looking forward to a new beginning. And I'm part of that new beginning will, of course, happen, all going well, in May, when the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, comes to France for the International Financing Summit for Africa. So very much looking at the positive, even though both reports very clearly say that France bears significant responsibility for enabling the genocide in Rwanda to have taken place.
Catherine, as I understand it, there were some politicians who spoke out last week in response to the French report. What have they said?
The prime minister at the time of the genocide, Edouard Balladur, he is a conservative prime minister. He said that he completely disagreed with the findings of the French report. He said that France didn't have anything to apologize for. He said that he did everything that could possibly be done to stop France being accused of being indifferent or passive to what was going on in Rwanda at the time. And he was quite firm in an interview with French television when he said that there's nothing to apologize for. And in fact, it should be other countries. In particular, he said the US and even the UN should be apologizing for not having done more. At the same time, his then Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, in an editorial in Le Monde, gave a very different reply. He said, and I'm quoting here, he said, "For almost 30 years, I carried this wound of failing to prevent this terror." So two very different responses from French politicians. And really, you just goes to show that there are still certain sections of the French political elite who do have concerns that France has lost its influence in Africa, that it really should have done more to protect its influence in Africa. And in fact, that was something that both reports came up with, that this, the French fear of losing influence in Africa blinded France and its diplomats and its military to stepping in some way to have tried to prevent the genocide in Rwanda.
And one last question, Catherine. We are talking about two different reports here, the one that was commissioned by French President Emmanuel Macron and the one by the Rwandan government. Are they divergent or are there a lot of similarities between the two?
They do fairly much come to the same conclusion. The only difference I would say is really is that the report coming out of Rwanda alleged that France was, and I'm quoting here, a collaborator of the Hutu regime. And that really to be expected, because there has always been criticism that the then French president, President Mitterrand, had a very strong personal and direct relationship with the then Hutu president of Rwanda. So it's perhaps not surprising that it was the Rwandan report that mentioned far more specifically the personal relationship between the two presidents at the time.